The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Mr. Obama is trying to convince the U.S. Congress to agree with him in his desire to attack Syria. His reason is that the Syrian government has used chemical weapons against the rebels who are trying to overthrow it. He says in doing so, they stepped across the red line. And how does he justify that the United States should enter this fray in Syria? He thinks Syria has violated, quote, international law. So what's that mean? It means he thinks agreements among nations are more important than the agreements between our own states to form this nation's government. Simply put, international law is more important to him than our law summed up in our Constitution. His effort is part of the plan to establish a one-world government. To establish a global government has always been the dream of mankind since we lost paradise in the Garden of Eden because of our sin. Nimrod, a man revealed in Genesis chapter 10, tried to establish a kingdom called Babel, which would rule the earth and bring all men together again. But our selfishness has constantly divided us. The Bible tells us mankind is basically selfish. It says, quote, "For by one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death passed on all men because all sinned." Mr. Obama and others in the globalism school of thought deny that man is basically selfish, thus believing Satan's lie that man could live together in a one-world government. While this sounds good, because you could have a unified police force which would keep down any harmful intentions resulting from, quote, misunderstandings between individuals or countries for that matter, the reality is it just can't work. Because it's based on the lie that man is not selfish, only mistaken. Politically correct education, they think, will fix most things and the police force will take care of the rest. Hitler tried that, by the way. The problem is these idealists overlook the obvious. Man is born with a selfish root inside him. Those who grow up to be rulers have this selfishness the same as those who grow up to be ruled. So why does a selfish ruler have the right to punish another selfish ruler in another country? The answer is simple. He doesn't. This is why George Washington refused to let America become embroiled in the French Revolution. He knew we had no right to be involved in the internal affairs of other nations. Our law did not apply to them just as their law did not apply to us. Biblical understanding of national boundaries and property rights was common in Washington's day. The Bible taught in Acts 17:26 that, quote, "God hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the boundaries of their habitation." God set the boundaries of nations because He likes variety. He doesn't want us all under the same government. He knows that can never work because of the sin principle at work in man. Mr. Obama's reasoning is faulty, and that's already been proven in history. The kind of government he's trying to build brought the greatest human suffering in all of mankind's history. Dictatorial socialism, or communism, was tried in Russia for 75 years. Their dictators killed millions upon millions of their own people simply because they had an opinion which differed from their opinion. Stamping out opposing opinions is absolutely necessary to make any socialist government work, even a little bit. Do we want that kind of government here? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.